This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We call What's On Your Mind, and for those of you listening to this broadcast in the evening, as we have replays of the broadcast as well, good evening to you. And it is, of course, Labor Day weekend, so here's hoping you'll have a little respite, a little rest from your labor over the weekend. Probably heading to a corn maze somewhere. I'm a little corn maze crazy, in case you hadn't noticed.
There's a lot of them.
And the call we received last week from down in Mobridge, South Dakota, the city of Bridges, has sort of prompted an onslaught of people say, hey, 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 you need to know about our corn maze. So if you have one, let us know, and we're gonna make sure we get that out there, okay? Exactly right. Kind of cool. And there's one in Bismarck coming up. Are you familiar with the Coleman corn maze?
I was just looking at the email. Yep.
Todd,
from Chloe.
Todd has, I think, probably been on that corn maze before. No? Is Todd off today?
You know what? I didn't hear him check in earlier, but...
He's probably busy.
The Coleman one...
The busiest guy in radio.
Right? They're going to open up September 17th.
Yeah.
Bismarck-Mandan area. So.
Exactly. So, anyway, let us know about the corn mazes. And I found out earlier, Phil Parker from the K-Fire team has not been to a corn maze before. I've not been there, so we've got to fix that. We absolutely got to fix it. Hey, we have a busy program today. The First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, Catherine Helgesbergen, will be here at the bottom of the hour to recap the trip yesterday to the White House with the First Lady of the United States on a discussion of workplace recovery. In other words, if you are in recovery, is your workplace accommodating for that? Is it helpful in that? Because if it is, the success rate just soars, so it's really neat. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour next hour on anything and everything you want to cover on the program. Look forward to lots of conversation with him about things that are happening. I want to know what's on your mind. I really do. If I were a business owner in North Dakota that received news yesterday that the risk level for my county is going backwards, I would be a little bit worried. I would be a little bit worried myself. But I'm just a guy that talks on the radio, so I don't know. Maybe that's nothing that anybody worries about in Barnes or Benson or Burley or Grand Forks or McLean or Morton or Stark or Williams County. I think the good news is yesterday Governor Burgum announced that the risk levels are going to go county by county. And, of course, there's been people that have been screaming about doing that since, like, you know, March or April, when much of the COVID concern, the largest COVID concern, was in Cass County in North Dakota, and there are other places that had none. People said, yeah, we got a Cass County COVID problem. Nowhere else. Now, obviously, Cass County is past that threshold. There's a few other counties that are a concern. I don't know. I just feel like we're missing a voice for the worker in this. We're not recognizing the amount of disruption that has come to the livelihoods of people as a result of this. Should we be concerned? Should we do everything in our power to prevent the spread of coronavirus? Duh. Of course. No doubt about that. But I don't hear the voice of the worker, the business owner, the shop owner, the livelihoods that have, think about a family-owned restaurant, a hotel that's at historically low occupancy because nobody can travel. And even if you can travel, you know there are a lot of restrictions on travel. A lot of businesses say no travel. We did our energy roundtable a couple of weeks ago, and the folks from Enbridge couldn't leave Minot. couldn't travel Minot to Bismarck. So what's that mean for a hotel and a restaurant and everything else? And so when these restrictions go backwards, oh, man. But again, I don't know. I'm anecdotally, I'm hearing things, but I don't hear a unified voice. I don't hear people speaking for business in this regard. So I don't know. Maybe it's not that big a deal. You tell me. Or anything else on your mind. I don't want to plant any seeds because I just soon find out what's on your mind today when you call us at 800-228-0550.
Here's that number again.
800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Joe in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just, you guys talking about this, all this business and traveling and stuff, and we go to South Dakota every year, and we were thinking about going in a couple weeks here, and now we don't even know if we should go or what's it like down there in the hotels and all that stuff. It's like, you know, do you go? Don't you go?
Well, my answer is always you go.
You go.
You help these folks out. And rather than eat at home, I go to the restaurant and I tip a little more than I would because I can't even believe the livelihoods that have been disrupted here. And I think we've been lulled to sleep, honestly. I think we've been lulled to sleep about all of it. And I'm not going to put it on any one governor or any one mayor or any, you know, anything. It's just sort of like so many people turned into sheeple and turned into COVID, you know, cocoon mode that it's just becomes second nature and you don't even think anything about it. You don't even complain about it. So, again, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. I want to hear from businesses. You know, is your business down? Do you think this is still necessary? Do you have this? Do you believe that you can protect people and allow them to continue in commerce or, you know, or no?
One note on travel, right, too, is hotels and planes, facilities that have never been cleaner. They've never been more disinfected. Yeah. The team that we were in the cities at Radisson Blue.
You're right.
They had not just the maids. They had a team of three people come in with disinfectants. And
my favorite trick is putting the remote control
in the bag.
In a little baggie.
Yes.
You know, because you can still use the remote control. Yep. It still works. Yep. You know, they've thought of a lot of these things. So
you're good.
I don't know, Joe. I'd go. I know what
now.
Go ahead.
I mean, even now with, you know, kids and everything are in school and things have kind of mellowed out a little bit, you know, it'd even be better to go now, I would guess.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hold back, but I understand why you're thinking the way you're thinking because, again, it puts everybody in this cocoon mode. So should I even go? But for the sake of hotels, go.
Social media.
For the sake of restaurants, go.
Everybody's scared, I think.
Yeah, and if you're really concerned about South Dakota, there's a whole lot to love in North Dakota in the way of tourist stops, you know, things to see, places to go, people to see. The north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park is a you think you're dreaming when you look at it. It's really incredible.
Yep.
You know, Watford City's full of great hotels, you know, the southern unit, Medora. There's a lot to love out there, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Joe. Wish you the best. Rich in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Good morning. Just want to make a couple points. I don't get a chance to listen to your show that often. Maybe this has been brought up, but I learned last night of a young lady that came home back to Bismarck from NDSU for the weekend, but she was called and told that some of her suite mates, one of them tested positive for COVID, so she has to come back and quarantine in the suite for, I don't know how many days, I'm not sure. But so now all of a sudden, the NDSU or the school systems is taking possession of our kids that want to come home for the weekend to visit their parents. They're mandated to go back to college and quarantine, or they could be expelled from college. Do you know anything about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, UND, they give them the hotel rooms, and they're all alone in a hotel room, you know, quarantined.
So and now the states and the colleges are taking possession of our kids? They can...
Well, I don't know that they. Yeah, I don't know that they. I don't think it's fair to say they're taking possession because, you, of course, could not do it. But guess what they do then? They wouldn't let you go to school, so there'd be a consequence.
That's ridiculous. I will
promise you this, Richard. That's one worth digging into a little bit and just find out what the policy is there. So we'll ask.
I got a couple more points if you don't mind. If you got
sure, yeah, go ahead.
One more is this. Hybrid learning that these schools are doing. So,
yeah.
And it's in regards to football. So you've got football games on Friday nights. So you got these players and they're separated by their last names playing football at You know, it's going to school hybrid, separated by their last name. So they're going to play football games on Friday night. These kids are not separated. They're going playing football. You know, you play football, you're breathing heavy, you're probably spitting on the field, you're touching each other, your hands going up under the face mask, whatever. Now come Monday morning, they're separating these kids and not being able to go to school. What are you accomplishing? And when it comes to getting these kids' hopes up to go to the state playoffs, the state championship game in NDSU, the Fargo Dome where it's normally held, what are you going to do? Are you going to pull the rug out from underneath them and say we can't play because we can't allow fans in the Fargo Dome? I mean, it's getting out of hand.
It is. No, I agree. By the way, the hybrid learning thing, ask if it's working. I mean, the idea was kids are super spreaders. This is what the health experts say. And so they enforce, this isn't the educational leaders don't get this. They have to take the cue from the health officials who say, oh, they're super spreaders. So then they go to school 2 days and then they go home 2 days. So they super spread at home.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let this play through the whole segment before it gets really, really going. You just keep this going. I'm going to tell you about what's for lunch today at Petco Serve USA, one of our fine sponsors. 2 sloppy joes and chips. It's a better lunch than a sloppy joe, huh? The chips, too. Do you put the chips in the sloppy joe?
I was just going to ask you the same question.
I do that on 2 things, sloppy joes and also at the cheese sandwich at Bonzer's in Grand Forks.
Okay.
Right there on Demers Avenue. I'll take a cheese sandwich on an onion roll, heat it up, please. I said that probably 1,000 times in my life. and a bowl of chili. Thank you very much. Anyway, so two sloppy joes and chips, really, really good. That's in Hartwood today. Country fried steak at the 12th Avenue Fargo location of Petro Serve USA. Popcorn chicken. There you go. It's a good stuff. Oh, they have great chicken. West Main Avenue, West Fargo for that. Don't you want Eddie Van Halen to start singing or what?
Oh, he doesn't sing.
Is David, what's his name?
No, we want to hear Eddie Van Halen actually singing. That would be fun.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Scott's a big fan, you can tell.
He never sings, huh?
Hey, by the way.
Always plays the guitar.
You mentioned popcorn chicken at Petroserve USA.
Yeah.
Glendon, Minnesota location. That was my lunch yesterday.
Was it really good?
Yeah. And you know what? They don't hold back on, you can have as many of the dipping sauces as you want.
And I'm sure you took full advantage.
I did.
Yeah. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location, too. Friday means the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic breads, $5.99. Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's get to the phones here. Back full bank of calls waiting to weigh in on an open phone Friday. What's on your mind kind of day? Brent, on the road, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Scott. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, I was a long lifetime resident of North Dakota till June, and then I moved to Colorado for a job opportunity, and just what's happening in Colorado is not, I mean, I feel for the people in North Dakota, and I do miss North Dakota, but you enter Colorado, and there's a big sign that says face mask required in public places, and so if you go into a convenience store or grocery store or whatever, we have to have a mask on, and if you go into a restaurant, they require you to wear a mask in, but when you sit down at the table, you can take it off. You don't have any problems. So I'm just going to say, I don't know, haven't been back to North Dakota. Actually, I'm on my way there now, but just want to make the point, keep up the faith, people.
Yeah, Senator Kevin Cramer was telling me a story about some of the visiting folks here of late from the cabinet, Fish and Wildlife Director, in Devil's Lake recently, and just this week, the Secretary of the Energy Department, Dan Brulette, and they all comment, he said to him, that, like, you know, there's a couple masks here or there. There is, you know, the people are a little bit different here than they are elsewhere, because I think you're right. I think it's extreme measures in other places. But, again, what is North Dakota call for? We have you know, five, what is it, per 1,000 people, the percentage of people that we're testing is like, I mean, three times, four times, five times the nearest of other states that are the highest. And, by the way, then they turn around and penalize you by that because they try to take some other per capita thing and say, oh, 20% of it. You know, look, we are testing like crazy. We are testing beyond belief. Now, you can say it's a good idea, bad idea, whatever. It's our chosen path. And this governor's do it to have as much data as possible to know where there are areas. So we have this. And even with all that testing, your chance of getting COVID in North Dakota is ridiculously low. It is flu-like, okay? Just relax. Be careful. Be smart. Do it how you want to do it. Do what you think is best for your family. But it is, you don't need to go into, somebody's dropped a bomb on us and you're going to go into a bomb shelter mode here. You really don't. Ike in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Ike.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Ike.
Hey, I wanted to kind of add to this whole thing on the coronavirus to bring up that all these NDSU Bison football fans that are getting so excited about spring football. I hate to be a wet blanket, but I have to agree with what McFeely said last month. I don't think there's going to be any spring football.
What leads you to say that? We're having fall football at NDSU. So
No, the I don't know if anyone still reads the editorial pages of the Fargo Forum, but I kind of dovetailed off McFeely. He wrote a article about a month ago saying that, it's Trump this and Trump that. And I said, no, the real reason why is football. You know, it's a physical game. That's why you only play a handful of games every season compared with other sports. So I just think, for one thing, that would be really dangerous. There'd be repercussions if you expect people to play 8 to 10 football games in the spring and then turn around 3 months later. later, and then they're going to do it all again? Someone has to pay consideration. So I think they know that that's not going to happen. What do you think?
I think it's going to happen. I think there's a football game coming up, and I think they're only putting 10,000 fans and spreading them around a ginormous Fargo Dome. I think they'll hopefully play in the spring as well. I think actually all of sports has been, very sheeple-like, scared of their own shadow, don't want to make anybody mad, afraid to make a decision, don't dare do this, don't do that. Play the game. Play the game. Protect your athletes. Be smart about, how people are packing in. Look, I thought the mask was the end-all, be-all. Just put masks on everybody. Just put masks on everybody.
That's what we're taught.
That solves everything. Then why are we letting prisoners out of jail? They can't be too close to it. Put a mask on them.
Yeah, that's the joke of it all, is that we should play in the fall. Then we wouldn't have this worry about health issues. But there is one other thing that's going on here, the elephant in the room, so to speak, which is liability protection. And, if the Democrats weren't worried about making Trump look bad, they would have agreed and went with the Republicans and signed that John Cornyn, Senator, Texas, the safe harbor bill a long time ago that would protect colleges from the virus.
I got a little secret for you, Ike. Two of them, actually. My first one is this. No Democrat is ever going to limit the revenue opportunities of a lawyer, ever. They won't do it. They're unable and incapable of doing it, even if it makes sense and it's the greater good. The second thing is WD-40 works like you can't believe. And I'm thinking that maybe that chair you're sitting in, little squirt of the WD-40, and you're going to be good.
Yeah, sounds great.
Are you in a chair?
I'm sitting in a chair looking at my computer right now and actually talked to you a couple years ago at your favorite place over there in Medora, the Teddy Roosevelt hotel room.
Oh, my. The best.
We're finishing up an interview. I think it must have been a Friday morning and whatever, and traveling with my two sisters, and one of them says to me, that's your sister's favorite radio guy over there. And I said, oh, yeah. So we chatted with you a little bit and so forth. It was a pretty good conversation with it. Your favorite place, Medora.
Medora, it is, by golly, and there's still time to take in the Medora musical and all the fun out there. Love the place. Ike, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Just giving you a bad time about the chair. No worries. All right, Michelle in Columbus. Oh, I love going to Columbus, North Dakota. Do we get wisdom out of any place? Like we get out of Columbus? I don't think so. It's pretty amazing. Mandan, Perm, Idaho, lots of calls waiting to weigh in. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weather on this Labor Day 2020 will be idyllic in the east, according to forecasters, with mid-80s and low humidity across much of that region. But the southwest will suffer under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator is thanking folks for conserving power so far this weekend, avoiding the need for them to impose rolling blackouts. But they say such action is still on the table if power demand soars.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming a report from last week that a deal's been reached to avoid a government shutdown.
We'll do this separately from the CARES Act negotiations.
Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday the agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a so-called clean continuing resolution, as in pork-free, and would probably last until after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
My team at the Pipers never rests. All of your land and equipment needs covered this fall. 15th Annual Western Dakota Land Auction is October 20th through the 23rd for 9 incredible land auctions. Over 5,300 acres in Montreal, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Hettinger, Slope, and Perkins counties. Get that on your calendar. Check out Pipers.com to find out more. Also in Pipers Fall Equipment Auctions, plush with unbelievable equipment all throughout the Upper Midwest. Retirement auctions in Bowman on the 25th of September. And in Bison, South Dakota, September 30th as well. Full details, online betting available to Pifers.com, Pifers.com, Pifers.com. And the next time you book an auction from Pifers, tell them to show you how the return on your investment is better with Pifers than any other auctioneer. Maybe you've used another for machinery auctions and thought those are the machinery auction guys. Uh-uh, not anymore. The secret sauce they have at Pipers is working. And I'll throw in a little kicker. You call them and say, all right, I'm going to do my machinery auction with you. I want to have what's on your mind live from the auction. Or the day before previewing the auction. A little promotion on what's on your mind. We'll do it! Pipers.com. Check them out. Give them a call. Tell them Scott sent you. First Lady of the great state of North Dakota coming up. After her visit to the White House yesterday on recovery in the workplace. A few more calls waiting to weigh in here. Kevin's trying to find the audio that we're going to play of the governor's answer yesterday on business impacts from COVID. Michelle in Columbus, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, we got business impacts out here in the middle of this nowhere. You can't tell it, when staying busy, but when it comes time to get out with the products, the towns and the people are down to. It's like welcome. You just entered the Twilight Zone. It's so completely different, and we only hope. And we had such a wonderful thing coming on with our President Trump's administration and in the way he's managing business in America. It was like just this brand new world, and I can only hope that all of us are able to rebound quickly.
Me too, Michelle. What would you say would be the biggest disruption to normal in and around Columbus?
That is a really bizarre question because this is total isolation. I hear the radio, I see the TV, but this is the middle of nowhere. But like I say, when we go down to town, Cuyahoga, Powers Lake, Williston, Minot. Like I say, it's like Rod Serling coming on the TV. Welcome, you have just entered the Twilight Zone. I love your commentary, and I know that the political and getting into as to what, you know, who's, is this a political agenda, and wandering off into the conspiracy theory stuff, it just, it serves no purpose.
No, it doesn't. Go ahead, finish, Michelle.
You are hitting it just right with your commentary on wearing masks. That you got that right on the bullseye with being able to address the situation.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we're getting a lot of commentary, a lot of advice from the health community about how effective they are. Let's use them and let's stop disrupting the livelihoods of too many North Dakotans, too many Minnesotans, too many South Dakotans. It's time. Thanks, Michelle. It's always great to hear from you. Take care. Let's see here. Who is next on the list? I don't know that we've ever had an Idaho call, but we'll take it. Wyoming, we hear from every now and then on the western edge, but Idaho. Farley, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-haul truck driver coming up out of Idaho up into your great state of North Dakota. Thank you so much for all your support and business that keeps me employed and rolling. My question is, have we heard of any lawsuits coming up? I think this is something that could be a big paranoia for business owners to sit there and think, if we don't do all these stupid precautions, we're going to get sued. I think this is going to be coming. You know, a doctor has to have malpractice insurance. We're going to have COVID insurance where people are going to, and I just haven't heard of it, but I've been surprised that it hasn't come up yet.
I agree, and I think that is a factor. I think that's one of the reasons, for instance, the Department of Commerce, state of North Dakota, said businesses up to $50,000 per business we're going to give you for things that are, you know, items you're able to say, they're customer-facing, they're proactive, a free mask, a hand sanitizer, a shield, you know, anything that makes the customer feel more comfortable, right? Because that's important, too. Some people are going to be a little more cautious than others. They're not going to come back until they're there, but that would inoculate them at least from some of the concerns you're talking about on the legal front. The best answer is really to say any loser that tries to use a pandemic to gain money for something that came from China is ridiculous. Therefore, we should have a way to say, you know what, you can't do this. You're unable to do this, and they've done it. They've got a plan in Congress to talk about it. We'll ask Kevin Cramer about it because I think that can help a lot. I really do. I think it can help healthcare costs too. By the way, there's other areas that tort reform can happen because there's a lot of folks that just live on suing people. And in the middle of a pandemic, it ought not be that way. So I'm with you, Farley. Keep on trucking, and thanks for listening so much. We appreciate you, okay?
Okay, got one more suggestion.
Lay it on
me. WD-40 doesn't last very long. Got to use liquid graphite on that chair, I'm telling you. That's what you need.
Did you hear the chair, or was it only me?
Oh, it's very noticeable. I heard it too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Because it didn't sound like he knew what I was talking about, but I was, and you are right on WD-40. I just used it on a hinge here in a door behind me, and 2 weeks, it was perfect. And, you know, 2.5 weeks, it was squeaking again. So what are we supposed to use again? Tell me again.
It's called liquid graphite. When you spray it on, it's wet. It dries real quick. I used it on my brother-in-law's hinge in Boise, Idaho, on a gate that was just swollen. My son said, Dad, that ain't going to work in 2 hours. It's going to be right back to it. 3 years later, still no squeak.
That's the tip of the day. That's right up there with the corn mazes. I love it. All right, Farley, thank you. Call again. Be safe on the road, okay?
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Kindred, North Dakota, home of our talk radio town hall host, Senator Kevin Cramer. What's on your mind, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, Scott. You were talking earlier about the sports stuff, and I'd like your thoughts. I was reading that the NBA viewership is down 13%, and Major League Baseball is even worse. You know, these athletes, that millionaire athletes, they run to the microphone as soon as they get something that they want to protest or speak out against, you know, the George Floyd things and that. But when something comes out like the Chicago BLM leader that says looting and rioting was okay and vandalizing was reparations and they've got insurance, not a one of them stepped up and said anything about that. So I've lost all respect, and I have no interest in major sports anymore. Even North Dakota's favorites, Carson and Lance, you know, they came out immediately and spewed something about police brutality and that. But the sad part is
that's politics. You know, they'd say they don't like politics, but what they're doing is politics. That's political. They're doing it to kowtow to teammates. You know, sometimes right. I think in Carson's case, he loves his teammates. I get that, right? He wants to feel for them, but he's weighing into a thing where he's poking people in the eye, his
but
fans in the eye.
Yeah, on one hand, he claims to be, you know, so religious, which he probably is, but he should know right from wrong, and he should know when somebody vandalizes something, that's wrong, and you should stand up and say that as well as stand up for social injustice. It's just sickening, and I'm done with major sports, and, you know, I don't need it, and I don't care if anybody ever would watch it again.
You're not alone, Aaron. You're not alone. Wayne Mandan, Mike Permer, next up, but we have to get to this interview to get it in before the end of the hour, and then we'll be back with more calls with Senator Kevin Cramer coming up on the program. Catherine Helgus Burgum was at the White House yesterday. Is that great or what? Pretty incredible that she's sitting there with the First Lady of the United States and talking about such an important topic, and that, of course, is workplace recovery. Tell us about it, Catherine.
Right. No, I'm where you are for sure. You know, I think it's actually really good timing in that, you know, people are going back to work. You know, if they actually need to be at a location, they're going back to work. But then people are also teleworking, you know, and things are really changing. So it's a really good time, you know, because then maybe companies are thinking about changing their strategies and their visions for the future based on what the future could look like with more people teleworking. And so I just think it's a really good time to think about, you know, building recovery support at work and eliminating the stigma of addiction is one of the big processes, the big components of that. So I just, you know, I think it's kind of genius in some ways that this is happening now, because it's sort of could be the perfect storm of the right time for it.
So walk me through a little bit of, you know, being around that table and being part of that discussion today. And first of all, it's the First Lady of the United States that is hosting this event. So that has to be, I don't know, kind of cool, right? I mean, just talk a little bit about the event.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been to the White House quite a few times now, but let me tell you, it's always very special. I mean, it's such a historical place, and it's the people's house, and, you know, and it's, you know, it's still intimidating to be in the, you know, east wing of the White House, and still I've been at a lot of events with First Lady Melania, and, you know, and she's just a very kind and considerate, caring person, and, you know, it's always a special treat to be in a meeting with her. And she doesn't really make anyone feel intimidated. In fact, no one did at the meeting today, and, you know, not that anybody ever would, but, you know, there are so many people focused on addiction, getting people back to work, second chances, in this administration, you know, like no other. And so we are really lucky to have this happening, and then, you know, to be in the company of all those business owners and leaders that are hiring people that have criminal backgrounds, giving them a second chance. A lot of those business owners are actually in recovery themselves. One woman there today has a coffee shop.
I want to hear the story about the coffee shop in just a moment. It's a fascinating event. Watched it yesterday. I was moved by it. Really incredible. More on the White House visit of our First Lady, North Dakota.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
The University of Mary is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 Scholarship, for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants transferring to the university this fall. Our rural campus is spacious. Instead of auditorium-style classes with hundreds of students, our faculty know students by name, and campus dining is available 24/7. To learn about our plans to restart classes safely on campus this fall, visit umary.edu/prepared.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
On Your Mind is powered in part by our friends at Action Movers. Are you moving? You probably need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home. Do you know that Action Movers has the opportunity for you to move for free? Here's how it works. You fill out an easy online form, and a local realtor calls you within 24 hours. You sell your home or buy a new home or both, $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home value. You move with Action Movers. And you paid for part of the tab, maybe all the tab, depending on how much you sell your home for. Call them at 701-566-5532. Visit them online at Action Movers, two A's, actionmovers.com. You don't want to move with anybody else. More of our conversation with the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota. She was yesterday at the White House with First Lady Melania Trump. Larry Kudlow gave an incredible testimony about a friendly workplace recovery spot. And the First Lady is telling us stories about other people and their real-life stories about this as well yesterday from the White House. Before the break, you were going to tell us about the woman with the coffee shop. Tell us that one.
She
been in recovery for, I don't know, I think she said over 28 years or 30 years or something from heroin addiction, and she's running for Congress. You know, so many people were saying, you know, I never thought I would be, one guy said, I never thought I would be, this guy's in recovery also, and he's like, I never thought I would be invited to anybody's house, much less the White House, you know, and so it's really a testament to, you never know where your life can take you, that recovery is always possible. There's always hope for recovery. You just never know how incredible your life can be if you work, you know, work hard and, you know, have a good recovery journey.
It's very obvious that anybody in recovery needs support, and that is so integral to their ultimate success of staying sober and being there. And I don't know why. I guess I've never really thought about workplace recovery. Like, if you are working with someone who is in recovery, why wouldn't you want to always be there for them? Having a tough day, go ahead, you can pull me into a conference room and I'll chat with you, or hey, you're going to your meetings today or whatever. I mean, you know, without being intrusive, I just think it's another layer of support. I don't know, hear a lot about workplace recovery and about being able to have that discussion in the workplace. Why is that, Catherine?
Bill, because of the stigma. You know, we still have work to do to eliminate the stigma of addiction, and so that's a big component of it. But, you know, it can happen. Eliminating stigma can really happen fairly quickly, especially if, like, senior leadership takes the opportunity to talk about addiction and recovery. And they don't even necessarily have to share their personal stories, but just to bring it to the forefront in whatever means they have, whether it's an intranet or a newsletter or whatever, company meetings, you know, just talking about it creates a culture of openness and a safe place. And you know, and so I think there's a lot of different ways that companies can show that, you know, they're trying to, you know, help people who struggle with the disease of addiction, or, you know, a lot of people have family members that are struggling with the disease. But stigma, I think, you know, has prevented this potentially from happening in the past. And I was talking to someone who said that, you know, in my company, we have all kinds of resource groups. We have some for, you know, women. We have some for people of different nationalities. We have some, you know, just lots of different kinds of resource groups, which is just an opportunity for people to get together who have similar interests, and you know, we're suggesting they have resource groups for people in recovery, so they can meet at work, and again, that just creates an opportunity for people to, you know, an opportunity and an openness and then a culture, and then the one other thing that I think could be a really great solution for companies would be to contract with peer support specialists. Those are people with lived experience. They have experience with the disease of addiction, experience with mental health issues. They may have incarceration issues, felony backgrounds. But contract with those people who are certified as peer support specialists, and then make that resource available to your employees to reach out to someone who's just like they are. So we're really encouraging companies to do that because I think that's a great solution.
You have a continuation of this conversation coming up at the Recovery Reinvented online event on October 28th. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish there.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for mentioning that. We're super excited about it. It's going to be completely virtual, which is going to be really fun. You know, we kind of live in a virtual world now. And we really have three main areas that we're focusing on. We're always focusing on eliminating the stigma of addiction. We are focused, our initiative for this, one of the initiatives for this year is building recovery support at work. And then the other area that we're going to do the other things we typically do, which is recognize people that are doing innovative work in recovery, you know, champions, businesses, people. So we have a lot of really interesting stories to tell around recognizing and celebrating recovery as well. So it's going to be great. We're still working on that. I think we have, I don't know, over 400 people registered already. We haven't announced the speakers yet. Those are coming very soon. But it's going to be super fun. And the governor and I are going to host it. And we're going to, it's not going to be a bunch of videotapes, watching people recorded on recorded videotapes. It's going to be live interviews with live people. And so it should be a fun day and lots of fun, you know, lots of great learning for sure.
I tell you what, I really appreciate what you do, how you do what you do. It is life changing for many people to be able to contribute to the workforce, and we need it. And that was a great, thoughtful conversation yesterday. First Lady Catherine Helgesbergum, thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.